الحمد لله رب العالمين، والعاقبة للمتقين، والصلاة والسلام على حبيبنا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. واتخذ الله إبراهيم خليلا، وقال عز وجل أيضا: إن إبراهيم قانتا لله ولم يكن من المشركين. وقال عز وجل: وجاهدوا في الله حق جهاده، هو اجتباكم وما جعل عليكم في الدين من حرج، ملة أبيكم إبراهيم هو سماكم المسلمين، إلى آخر الآية. وبعد، الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله on the most precious gift of Iman and Islam, the honor of being in the Ummah of Allah's Habib, our most beloved Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and guidance towards this and every favor. It is the exclusive gift of Allah Ta'ala, and not because of any deservedness, worthiness, or eligibility. Alhamdulillah, Allah has blessed us this great deen of Islam, and we are termed as Muslims, and this ummah was named as Al-Muslimin, as mentioned in the verse of Quran Sharif. Allah Ta'ala himself and the great bosom friend of Allah Ta'ala, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, have named this ummah long before its existence as Al-Muslimin, which is the plural, and an individual is a Muslim. And this is a quality with which Allah Ta'ala describes Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam with. He is amongst the five greatest of messengers known as Ulul Azmi min al-Rusul. Our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam. In fact, many of the commentators of Quran Azim opine that after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is the greatest of all messengers. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hails from his progeny and lineage. One occasion Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked to introduce himself when he mentioned, "I'm the realization of the du'as of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam that he had made after being honored by Allah Ta'ala to reconstruct the Kaaba Sharif, to send this great messenger with specific qualities." And so Allah Ta'ala accepted this du'a and honored Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi salam, our most beloved, came from his progeny. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam, some aspects of his life. He hails originally, his homeland was the greater region of Babel or Babylon in Iraq, the village specifically Ur. Between Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, going upwards in his lineage, and Nuh alayhi salam, is a difference of 10 generations. Ibrahim alayhi salam's father's name was Tariq. His title is Azar, that Allah Ta'ala speaks about in the Quran Azim. Now, where Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam had originated from, the village of Ur, the greater region of Babel, they were a nation deeply entrenched in worshipping and venerating idols. The tyrannical king Namrud ruled over it, that together with idol worshipping, he also claimed divinity for himself. He is one of four kings who had ruled over the entire known world at the time. Two were believers, two were disbelievers. The two believers, Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam and Dhul Qarnain, mentioned in Surah Al-Kahf, and the two disbelievers, Namrud and Bukht al-Nasr, the Persian king. So Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam was nurtured and reared in an environment where from every angle they were deeply entrenched in worshipping and venerating idols. His very own father was an idol manufacturer who used to sell idols for an income. From a young age, Allah Ta'ala inspired Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam that ibadah and worship cannot be for stones that you carve with your own hands and suddenly they became deities. And Allah Ta'ala guided him to the realization that all forms of ibadah, worship and submission is only for the one great Allahu Azza wa Jal. So he engaged his nation, he engaged his father with the utmost of respect. and the tyrannical king himself as well, when he became aware that Ibrahim alayhi salam talks about a Rabb besides himself, and foolishly he tried to prove, he brought two prisoners who were on death row. When Ibrahim alayhi salam had said before that, that may Allah is the one who alone gives life and the one who alone gives death, two prisoners, one be taken to the gallows and executed, and the other be set free. So he said, see, I also give life and death. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam said to him that, fine, my Allah, my Rabb, causes the sun to rise every morning in the east. If you claim divinity for yourself, then cause the sun to rise in the west. And he was stupefied and stunned into silence. Allah Ta'ala does not guide the evil plotting of the oppressors and the disbelievers. Eventually, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam thought of a plot. And before going on to that, our beloved respected Ustadh, Hazrat Mufti Radhaul Haqsab, Hafizahullah, has compiled beautifully in rhyming Arabic with one quality, and if there is one quality of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, that is Taslim or Islam or being a Muslim, which means handing oneself in totality to Allah Ta'ala, he says, Sallama nafsahu lin niran. He handed his whole self over to Allah's sake when he was threatened to be burned alive. Wa ahlahu lil hijran, sacrificed his family members for numerous migrations and hijrah. Wa waladahu lil qurban, his beloved son, handed him over for slaughter when it pleased Allah Ta'ala. Wa darbahu lil tughyan, reserved his striking force for those idols that they worship besides Allah Ta'ala. وَمَالَهُ لِلْضِّيْفَانِ, his wealth dedicated to feeding, going to great lengths. He is known as Abu Dhifan, one who went to great lengths in feeding the guests. He made an effort never to eat alone, always to have a guest with him. He gave himself over for establishing proof to his father, to the king, and to the entire nation. And all of these great sacrifices at the end of it, فَصَارَ خَلِيلَ الرَّحْمَانِ, he becomes the bosom friend of Allah that Allah Ta'ala himself attests to in the Quran. وَاتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ إِبْرَاهِيمَ خَلِيلًا, Allah Ta'ala had taken him as a khalil. Now khalil, which originates from the word khulla in Arabic, what does it mean? There are various words for a friendship, a relationship. Sadiq also means friend. But khulla and khalil means the deepest and closest bond of relationship. It is defined to have such love for a person for that in the heart, not even for a single split second does one become negligent of the remembrance of that beloved. And Allah Ta'ala says, Ibrahim alayhi salam is the khalil, the bosom friend of Allah, who never even for a second became negligent from Allah Ta'ala in his heart, and his whole heart was exclusively for Allah Ta'ala. Beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned one occasion, and this is a great virtue and status of Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu an, that I really wish to take him as a friend on the level as Khalil, but that is reserved exclusively for Allah Ta'ala. But amongst human beings, he is my greatest friend and my brother. So Allah Ta'ala calls him Khalil. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam's qabr is in the city of Khalil in Palestine. Now it is called Hebron by the occupiers, Zionist occupiers. So Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam eventually thought of a plan to make his people understand. On one occasion when they went out of the village to commemorate the idols, a day of celebration, he remained behind in the village. When they had all left, he went speedily, quietly to the temple where all the idols were that they worshipped, and he broke them with an axe and left the axe hanging in the neck of the biggest of the idols. When people returned, they were absolutely horrified that who has done this to our deities. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, they said, is the prime suspect because he keeps on condemning it. He was called to a public trial. So they asked him, who did this? He said, the biggest of them, on the one hand meaning himself, he is the only believer. And they thought it to mean, he said, look at the axe, it is hanging in his neck. Ask him, ask the idols if they can speak. People thought and reflected deeply, and they said, you know full well that they cannot speak. And this was the whole purpose of Ibrahim alayhi salam's exercise. He said, "Oh, my nation, my people, you acknowledge they cannot speak, they cannot hear, they cannot benefit, they cannot harm. How then do you humiliate yourselves in worshipping them and leaving the worship of the one great Allah Azza wa Jal? The forces of batil and falsehood, when they cannot engage academically, then resort to force and the threat of force. They took a decision to burn him alive. So dedicated were they to the idols that they continued to gather firewood in great abundance, so much so that if a lady's baby became ill, she made a vow that she would carry a bundle of firewood for the fire of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Eventually they lit this huge fire, reputed to be in present day Turkey, a place called Urfa. The intensity of the fire was so much that they could not get close to pushing him in. They catapulted him from a distance. The person who made the catapult, the first in human history, a Kurdish person called Hazan, Allah Ta'ala punished him that it caused the earth, Allah Ta'ala caused the earth to swallow him into its belly. When Ibrahim alayhi salam was eventually flung, Jibreel alayhi salam came for assistance. He said, "May Allah's condition of my, knowing my condition suffices for me. Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakil. May Allah is sufficient for me and the best of helpers." And he comes into this fire. That Allah who has created fire with the normal effect of burning on that day commanded, "Kuni barda wa salaman ala Ibrahim." Become cool and peaceful upon Ibrahim alayhi salam. And Allah Ta'ala laid all the plans and plotting to absolute dismal failure. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu says, if Allah did not say to the fire, become cool and peaceful, had Allah not said peaceful, he would have been harmed by the coldness of the fire. Approximately, according to some commentators, 40 days was spent and the best days of his life, because this is sacrifice for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. The deep bond, the quality, the one salient quality of complete submission and giving over oneself to Allah Ta'ala in totality. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam then migrates away from his homeland, and numerous hijras and migration for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, together with his first wife, Hazrat Sarah radiallahu anha, whom Allah later on gives him his second son, Ishaq alayhi salam, and his nephew, his brother's son, his brother Haran's son, Lut alayhi salam, brought Iman in his uncle as the Nabi of Allah Ta'ala, migrated with him. Allah later on make him a Nabi himself. They then come to an area called Hurran around Damascus, where people there were worshipping seven major stars. The doors of Damascus had one of each of the seven doors, the stars engraved. He tried to make them understand. One night when the stars were out, he said, hypothetically, as you say, if we say this is my Lord, fine. By the next morning, when the sun had come out, the stars disappeared. He says, "May Allah, my Lord, does not disappear like this. The same with the moon, the same with the sun." He said, "Let us take it hypothetically. If this is the Lord," at sunset he said, "My Lord cannot be one who is there and then suddenly disappears." And then the famous words that we also try and read when slaughtering the qurbani animal, "Inni wajjahtu wajhiya lilladhi." I place my total focus and attention on that great being, فَطَرَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, who has created the skies and the earth from nothing, حَنِيفًا, I forsake all ways and creeds and mannerisms, وَمَا أَنَا مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ, I'm definitely not of those who ascribe partners unto Allah Ta'ala. It is ironic, one of the major fitnas and challenges on Iman in the name of Abrahamic Accords, apparently with the front of international peace, where an attempt is made to incorporate all religions, and it is called the Abrahamic Accords, putting other religions on equal par with Islam, whereas Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam himself emphatically said, one in an entire nation, I completely distance and separate, not unite, I completely distance and separate myself from that you worship besides Allah Ta'ala. There is enmity between you and I until such time that you come onto Islam and believe only in the one Allah Ta'ala. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam then proceeds towards Palestine. From his first, second wife, Hazrat Hajar radiallahu anha, Allah blesses him, his first son Ismail alayhi salam. is commanded to take them far away to what is today Makkah Mukarramah at the time, harsh, difficult terrain where there was no water, no greenery would grow, no animal and bird life because of no water resources, and total submission of the entire family unit, the newborn suckling baby, and Hazrat Hajar radiallahu anha. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam is commanded to leave them behind after reaching there. And as he is leaving, his wife comes and clings to his clothes that you are leaving us here, only a bag of dates and some water, with no apparent means. Ibrahim alayhi salam does not even turn and look at her. When Sayyidina Hajar radiallahu anha then poses a very, very wise question, Allahu amaraka bihada, has Allah ta'ala commanded you with this? When he replied in the affirmative, what a great golden statement, idhan la yudhi'ana, if that is the case, Allah will never ever leave us to destruction. This golden lesson that success, even if all the odds are stacked against it, is only in obedience, in complete submission to Allah ta'ala under all circumstances. And then after he leaves, after a while, he turns around, faces what would later on be built, rebuilt as the Kaaba Sharif by himself and Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam. And this beautiful dua, O Allah, I've settled some of my progenies in the precincts of your sacred house. The main objective is that they can establish salah. O Allah, there are no people around here. Let the hearts of humanity turn favorably to them, some human beings. Who does not love Makkah Mukarramah centuries later? O Allah, grant them fruits of all types. Look at the fruits in Makkah Mukarramah and other food means. The best of all will be found there. And even in that he says, O Allah, the objective is that they make shukr to you. That Hajar radiallahu ta'ala anha then places this newborn baby under a huge tree called an area called Dawha, from where later on the well of Zamzam comes. When the water was finished, she ascends Mount Safa looking for any kind of help, descends, runs frantically between Safa and Marwa, between the two green lights today, up to Marwa, and in this way seven times. It was an action that was known to Allah Ta'ala alone, but our Hajj and Umrah is not complete without imitating her running frantically in search of water and survival means, because all of this was done in submission, complete total submission to Allah Ta'ala. And through the barakah of this sacrifice, Allah Ta'ala grants Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam comes to where that Ismail alayhi salam, he strikes his wing on the ground, and that water begins to flow, zamzam, with whatever a person drinks it and dua, it is definitely granted. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, may Allah have mercy on our mother Hajar radiallahu anha. Had she not pulled up the water there, it would have flowed as a river to all parts. Later on, Allah ta'ala honors Ibrahim and Ismail alayhim as-salam, the great honor of rebuilding the Kaaba Sharif on the original stones, on the original foundation. Ismail alayhi salam is bringing the rocks from the surrounding mountains. Ibrahim alayhi salam is doing the construction work. And father and son, Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim. Wallah, accept from us. And what acceptance up to this day. Allah ta'ala then commands him to ascend the Mount Abu Qubais and invite people to come and perform Hajj. And he says, Allah, there are no human settlements here. Who will hear me? Allah says, you announce and my responsibility to convey. And up to this day, we are accepting that invitation. Labbaik Allahumma labbaik. Later on, the famous incident that we reenact the Qurbani, where he again hands himself and his child totally to Allah when being commanded to sacrifice. So this quality of taslim, of giving oneself wholly and completely to Allah Ta'ala, under all situations, whether it is what we desired, it goes against our desires, we tailor our desires to what pleases Allah Ta'ala and not the opposite. Whether it is waking up in the early morning for Salatul Fajr in the masjid, whether it is forsaking the haram gaze, whether it is resisting the temptation for haram earnings and wealth, answers in our salah, in our relationship at home with our families, in our dealings. This one quality with which this ummah is named, Muslimin, Taslim, complete and whole and full, giving ourselves in totality to Allah Ta'ala. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين Once again, humble reminder, inshallah, let us try and donate as generously as possible to the house of Allah Ta'ala. We see the sacrifices of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam for the house of Allah and what qabuliyat Allah gave him and his family and his progenies. So our love and attachment to the house of Allah Ta'ala will benefit a person in this world, inshallah, long after a person has left, as sadaqa jariya, in the darkness of the qabr, yawmul qiyamah, we'll see the immense benefits of the spending. May Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wal aqibatu lil muttaqeen. Was salatu was salamu ala khairi khalqihi sayyidina wa habibina wa maulana Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Amma ba'du fa ya ayyuhan nas ittaqullaha azza wa jalla fis sirri wal alan. Fa inna allaha yuhibbul muttaqeen. Wa man yattaqillah يجعل له مخرجا ويرزقه من حيث لا يحتسب واتقوا الله ويعلمكم الله ومن يتق الله يجعل له فرقانا ويكفر عنه سيئاته ويعظم له أجرا أيها المسلمون فلنشكر الله عز وجل على جميع نعمه التي لا تعد ولا تحصى وأهمها نعمة الإيمان والإسلام فإن الله عز وجل وفي رواية سيدنا إبراهيم عليه الصلاة والسلام سمى هذه الأمة المسلمين هو سماكم المسلمين وبهذه الصفة تتميز عباد الله المخلصين الأنبياء عليهم الصلاة والسلام وخصوصا سيدنا إبراهيم عليه الصلاة والسلام الذي مدحه الله عز وجل عدة أمكنة قائلا حنيفا مسلما وما كان من المشركين ومدحه الله عز وجل أيضا قائلا إن إبراهيم كان أمة قانتا لله حنيفا ولم يكن من المشركين ويتشرف سيدنا إبراهيم عليه الصلاة والسلام باللقب خليل الرحمن فإن الله عز وجل قال واتخذ الله إبراهيم خليلا نسأل المولى عز وجل أن يجعلنا من المسلمين الذين يسلمون أنفسهم لله عز وجل خالصة في كل لمحة وفي كل لحظة وفي كل مكان أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمد رسول الله إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله عنه، وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر رضي الله عنه، وأصدقهم حياء عثمان رضي الله عنه، وأقضاهم علي رضي الله عنه، وعن جميع أهل بيت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم، خصوصا أزواجه المطهرات لا سيما خديجة الكبرى وعائشة الصديقة وبقية الأزواج، وبنات النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم زينب ورقية وأم كلثوم وفاطمة الزهراء رضي الله عنهن، وعن سيدنا الحسن والحسين رضي الله عنهما، وعن حمزة وعباس وصفية رضي الله عنهم، وعن جميع الصحابة لا سيما سيدنا معاوية بن أبي سفيان رضي الله عنه، وعن الصحابة كلهم أجمعين. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: الله الله لا تتخذوا في أصحابي، الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي، فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم، ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم، ومن آذاهم فقد آذاني، ومن آذاني فقد آذى الله. وكما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم: اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان، واحشرنا يوم القيامة مع المتقين مع الأبرار. اللهم ألف بين قلوب المسلمين، وأصلح ذات بينهم، وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم. اللهم انصر المجاهدين والمستضعفين والمظلومين والمأسورين في سبيلك في كل مكان. اللهم احفظ الحرمين الشريفين، وحرر المسجد الأقصى بقدرتك يا أرحم الراحمين. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى، وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي، يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروا الله يذكركم، وادعوه يستجب لكم، ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون. أتموا صفوفكم وسدوا الخلل. Let's fill in the gaps in the safs in front of us. Once we're in the saf, stand as close as possible. Leave no gaps between our shoulders. Make sure that we stand in a way that once salah commences, we're listening to each other. It's one of the great means of unity in the ummah and protection from shaitan and his evil whisperings. استعتذر وتقرب وتراصوا. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. وإذ قال إبراهيم رب اجعل هذا البلد آمنا واجنبني وبني أن نعبد الأصنام، رب إنهن أضللن كثيرا من الناس، فمن تبعني فإنه مني، ومن عصاني فإنك غفور رحيم. ربنا إني أسكنت من ذريتي بواد غير ذي زرع عند بيتك المحرم، ربنا ربنا ليقيموا الصلاة فاجعل أفئدة من الناس تهوي إليهم وارزقهم من الثمرات لعلهم يشكرون ربنا إنك تعلم ما نخفي وما نعلن وما يخفى على الله من شيء في الأرض ولا في السماء الحمد لله الذي وهب لي على الكبر إسماعيل وإسحاق إن ربي لسميع الدعاء رب اجعلني مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين إن إبراهيم كان أمة قانتا لله حنيفا ولم يك من المشركين شاكرا لأنعمه اجتباه وهداه إلى صراط مستقيم وآتيناه في الدنيا حسنة وإنه في الآخرة لمن الصالحين ثم أوحينا إليك أن اتبع ملة إبراهيم حنيفا وما كان من المشركين إنما جعل السبت على الذين اختلفوا فيه وإن ربك ليحكم بينهم يوم القيامة فيما كانوا فيه يختلفون الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله الله أكبر استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله اللهم
أنت السلام. السلام. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على حبيبنا وشفيعنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه بارك وسلم. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك، اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. اللهم استر عوراتنا وآمن روعاتنا. اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا وأساتذتنا وجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات، رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث، أصلح لنا شؤوننا كلها ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين. اللهم لا تنزع عنا صالح ما أعطيتنا، اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة في الدنيا والآخرة. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك من نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Thank you.